This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes visited the Chippewa Valley on Friday, speaking with local farmers and agricultural leaders as part of his Wisconsin Way gubernatorial campaign tour. Barnes visited a family farm in Cadott for the roundtable, learning more about the concerns facing the agricultural industry and what he could do to help if elected governor next November. Many of those concerns revolved around the effects of tariffs.
Our small family farmers are the backbone of Wisconsin's agriculture economy, and folks just want to be respected and compensated for the work that they do. That is not happening. There was a lot of talk about the lack of support and help from the federal government, how these tariff dividends are essentially a slap in the face to folks, and people don't even want them. People want to be able to just earn a living for the hard work that they do, and that's pretty reasonable to me. It feels like a simple and fair ask.
The farmers also raised concerns about the prices they sell their goods at versus the increase in prices at the grocery store. They say the options for selling their products have decreased, forcing them to sell at lower and lower prices. When their products hit the shelves in stores, however, the price for consumers continues to increase. Barnes shared his thoughts on how to ensure family farmers are getting more of the benefits for the work they're doing.
We need to shift the tax loopholes that allow the wealthy and out of state corporations to be able to get away without paying their fair share. I think that the bulk of that tax relief should be felt right here with our family farmers, with our small business owners. I think that's pretty reasonable. And I think we also need to be innovative in the way that we approach farming. I think that Wisconsin has a tremendous opportunity to do so. We feed the world, we build the world, and it's important that farmers are also a part of the conversation, because that's not always the case.
Barnes will compete with 8 other candidates for the Democratic nomination in August, including current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced it will continue to recommend the same childhood vaccine schedule despite further changes from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last week, the CDC announced it would reduce the number of diseases that it recommends children be vaccinated against from 17 to 11. The vaccinations the national agency is no longer recommending include the flu, hepatitis A and B, and some forms of meningitis. It also previously stopped recommending that newborns receive the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. In a letter on Thursday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced it would not adopt the new CDC vaccine guidelines. Secretary Kirsten Johnson said those new recommendations are not based on data or evidence, create chaos and confusion for families, and risk the health of Wisconsin's young and vulnerable residents. The state agency will continue to recommend the childhood vaccine schedule published by the American Academy of Pediatrics. DHS also continues to recommend the hepatitis B vaccine at birth, despite previous CDC guideline changes. Healthcare advocates are calling on the Wisconsin State Legislature to pass proposed legislation to protect residents from unexpected prescription drug price increases. The bill is named Cole's Act in honor of a 22-year-old who died after suffering an asthma attack when the out-of-pocket cost for his inhaler jumped from $66 to over $500. His parents spoke at a press conference in Madison last week, saying other patients who can't afford their medications can't wait another legislative session for the protections. If passed into law, Cole's Act would prevent pharmacy benefit managers from changing a prescription drug's coverage tier without warning. Pharmacy benefit managers, also known as PBMs, essentially act as middlemen between pharmacies and insurance companies. The bill would specifically prohibit PBMs from changing their drug formula coverage outside of the typical coverage renewal period, a practice that leads to pharmacies being reimbursed at below the cost of filling a prescription. Opponents of the bill claim it will result in higher drug costs. Chippewa Valley nonprofits are seeking volunteers to help with the upcoming biannual point-in-time count. Twice a year, representatives from community organizations and homeless shelters take to the streets to determine how many unhoused individuals need assistance in the area. That data is also shared with federal and state agencies to inform future policy decisions to address persistent housing issues. The count will take place on January 28th, and anyone interested in volunteering in the Eau Claire area can register on Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council's website. The Menominee Public Library is reminding area families of their winter programming for kids. From now until early March, the library will host a Learning Together story time for kids of all ages on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kids from 3 to 6 can also participate in story time programming on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10:15 a.m. to 10:45 a.m., and kids 7 to 11 can join the First Chapter Book Club on Mondays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. The library will also host crafts programming events on Thursdays in January from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. A soon-to-be-demolished parking ramp in the city of Eau Claire could become a housing complex in the future. The Eau Claire Planning Commission says the city intends to sell the land where the Graham Avenue Riverside parking ramp sits to a developer following its demolition. The site will operate as an open-air parking lot temporarily as the developer puts together plans to build mixed-use or multifamily residential units at the site. The city council will eventually need to approve the development plans, which could be officially submitted later this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to take advantage of a free fishing opportunity this month. The annual Winter Free Fishing Weekend will take place across the state on January 17th and 18th. The goal of the event is to get more families and newcomers interested in the sport out on the ice. During the Free Fishing Weekend, residents will not need to buy a fishing license or stamps to participate. More information on the event and winter fishing safety tips are available on the DNR's website. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to start the work week, mostly sunny skies, nice and mild with high temps in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. A few rain showers possible on Tuesday, mainly in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.